Blog Talk Radio.
Breath, inhale your freshness. I await the day I can stand in your presence. Gave me your next mic, it's part of my essence. I look to the sky cause you're gave us your word in the form of the Bible. To you there's no equal, you have no rivals. Without you, life is lifeless, no vitals. Worship you and you alone. Your character and nature, they don't change. Let everything that has breath praise your name. With you, nothing's impossible. Almighty power, your kingdom come, y'all. We await the hour. Created the cosmos, the stars and the heavens. Made man in your image, the rest of the seven. You're always on time, like a metronome. My shepherd died with me when the pressure was on. I know the nation, put the Christ in your place. The creation over the creator, I spit in your face. But now we, your sons and daughters, we call you Abba, told our Rabba, Rukata, hallelujah. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, You saw fit to give me life in the form of a baby. They placed me in the care of a wonderful lady who raised me against the odds. Promise we had dozens. Father, right there for me when my first one wasn't. So many times I could've died. The reason I'm alive through the sex and violence of the hood. You helped me survive. You snatched me by the hand and gave me a new start. So now I serve you with my whole mind and heart. What others didn't see, you saw beneath the surface. You opened my eyes up and gave me a new purpose. Blessed me with a beautiful wife and kids. With food, a job, a beautiful place. To live, cast my worries on you when things are narrow. Know you watching over me if you got your eyes on the sparrow. See, I put down a source and went to the source. Every since then, my whole life has been on course. Make me a man after your heart like David. And I'ma rep your Torah and your name is sacred. Showed your love when you let your son die. To atone for me, it's enough to make a grown man cry. I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, I trust you, Yah, cause you don't change. Through the years, you stay the same, you always maintain. I know you save me right out the flames. Cause of this, I praise your name, too much.
out the truth, back and forth too much.
No, no.
This time I'm gonna be faithful, that's for sure.
All right, family, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is January 5th, 2014. Once again, we're getting ready to come together, all in spirit, regardless of which four corners of the earth we were scattered, our ancestors, we're coming together. Through the new covenant. Don't put one day over the other. Don't make that mistake, family. Come spiritual to the word. Understand Yahushua, the new covenant. We're coming together today to finish off. This will be number 3 of the virginity deception, Joseph and Mary. So I welcome each and every family member, each and every lost sheep of the house of Israel, those Gentiles who were scattered, who are coming into the truth, who are seeking the Father's face. Might be in a lie right now, but you will hear the truth spoken at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible because we always take it back to Scripture. So I welcome each and every one who is seeking the Father's face and His Word. Now, for those of you, I don't know where you're located because we have family members all over the world, but I tell you what, I'm here in Toledo, Ohio, and we got slammed with snow. I mean, there's so much snow out here, it's just ridiculous. It's still snowing as we speak. We're going to have snow all this week, but we have, I think, close to 10 inches. It's pretty bad out here, so I know there's been family members who have called me today. I have not been able to get back in touch with anyone, not right away because it's been a busy day. But nonetheless, we are still having, we're going to tie it all up. We've had 2 lessons already I've given out, especially to the family members. I've spoke about it as well on the lesson, you know, while we had our live lessons. I spoke about those videos that are out there. Some are very good, some, you know. But I gave all the proper understanding for much that we have learned concerning is Joseph the father of Yahushua? And you will find that, yes, he is. Yes, he is if you are coming to the Word spiritually, if you're coming to the Word just by reading precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, and rightly dividing the Word. Okay? With all thy understanding, get some understanding. That's a better way of saying it. But, you know, when we come into the truth that really the word virgin, yes, she was a virgin. She was a young maiden. She was a woman of marriageable age. And was Joseph the father of Yahushua? You bet. Was it prophesied of Joseph and Mary, which are the seed, thy son, all the same word mean children, of David? Yes, 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 yes. He is the high priest, and he is the king. So he fits both of those genealogies. And they, the Father's plan, if you're really understanding Scripture, it was for Mary as well as for Joseph, both to be the parents of Yahushua. Now, we know that the first ones to really screw this up for our people were the serpent seed, which they're still doing it today. Many people want to blame the Goyim, but really, when you read the Scripture, it was the Hebrews who messed that up. It was the ones who looked like Hebrews. That's Revelation 2:9-3:9. They call themselves us, but they are the synagogue of Satan. When you read the Scripture and you read what Yahushua was telling them, and you read what Paul has to rebuke many of them because they were taught under the scribes and Pharisees that were sitting in Moses' seat, they've always been there with us going back to the old covenant. We've been tying in knots, connecting everything together for you. Yes, it was those who were among us. That false doctrine of a virginity birth, yes, that started really with our people if you're paying attention. But we know the Goyim saw the opportunity to go ahead and get their false deities, their gods, the gods of the other nations. They found a way to get them in. They found a way to get them in. That's all that happened, family. That's all that happened. But this doctrine must stop because it's in the word that the Father has preserved for us, and we're going to get to that truth today. But I know, you know, some of this stuff is shocking to some. Some still won't take it into heed what the Father's telling them, but we're going to go a couple places. I want to do a quick review of what we have already learned really quick, and then I want to move forward with some new information. Now, before we get started, let's just give thanks and praise to our Father, Yahuwah. So I ask everyone to join in with me. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We're so blessed. That's the best word to say. We're so blessed that we're able to come to you, regardless of what day it is, Father, because of Yahushua, and just praise you, give you that spiritual thanksgiving that you desire from your children. We want to be pleasing in your eyes. Father, we want to thank you and praise you for the comforter, for the set-apart spirit, whereby now you're leading us and guiding us to the truth. Father, we say hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we praise you for all the lost sheep who have found their way, and they are either seeking this particular ministry or another spiritual ministry that is teaching the truth concerning those things of the Spirit. Father, we praise you and we thank you for the set-apart spirit. We thank you and we praise you for your revealing. For your revealing, Father, giving us the truth and the understanding of your word. Father, we ask for protection over this ministry, over my mouth, my ears, my mouth. All those who are here to hear your word being spoken. All those who are here seeking your face and seeking the truth in your word. Father, we ask for a blessing. We ask for your word to rejuvenate the spirits, bring back into remembrance the truth of what our people knew. Father, we would like you to just say, give us a blessing. Give us a blessing, Father. Give us a blessing for the understanding, because that is so crucial in this end time when so much physical is taught, where the spiritual understanding, which should be evident and clear to your children, is now being clouded. We ask for a blessing over all of those who have earnestly came here tonight to seek your face. And Father, we ask for protection over each and every family member, each and every lost sheep, those who want to say hallelujah and praise you, Father, those who seek your face. As we travel back and forth with this real bad weather, Father, we need your messenger angels to guide us before and stop any weapon that can be formed against us by way of our vehicle or infliction on our bodies. Father, we know that your word is true. Your word will not come back void. And when we knock, regardless if they close one door, you'll open another. And we just say hallelujah, Father. Thank you. We love you, Father. In Yahushua's set-apart name. Thank you, Father. Okay, family. I pray y'all ready to get started. Like I said, I'm not giving out any links, but I'm going to say what I'm reading from, okay, because you know the problem I'm having. You guys understand the problem I'm having. But anyhow, I want to jump into it, okay? This is the third of the series, speaking of the virginity birth deception, with Joseph and Mary, because a lot of people today believe that this virgin being spoken of is the terminology of 2014, that it's just a woman who never had sex and an angel came and impregnated her, which is really a Genesis 6 reenactment. But more specifically, what we have been taught through Christianity is none other than the same gods being worshipped today in Christianity is what were worshipped by our people. Go to Judges chapter 2, Balaam and Ashtoreth. Many different names. Remember the Tower of Babel. Before we got scattered, we were worshipping one deity. Okay? When we got scattered, that deity took on different names. And, of course, with the Goyim, they had a male version and a female version. And then you look, do your own research on that. I'm not going to go into that today, but you got to know where all this stuff is coming from. Because when we read the word, it's so evidently clear. When we ask the Father to remove the scales and we really read, don't harden your hearts, don't stiffen your neck. Let's just read. I want to bring everyone back into remembrance and just quickly do a quick review over Matthew 1. Now, we know that in the book of Luke chapter 3, it gives Mary's genealogy, and it's also the point where the messenger angel Gabriel went to speak to Mary concerning, hey, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you in the dispensation of time. You will be pregnant. You will have a child. You will call his name Yahushua. But she was not pregnant. Then we go over to Matthew 1, and I want to pick up there. And I'm going to go through it. Now, remember, Mary is pregnant in Matthew 1. The books are out of order, but get this understanding, because I'm going to do a quick review, but I'm going to put the proper understanding of the words. I'm going to add them in, where I'm not going to read what they put exactly, but this is what the understanding is, because we already proved that in the last lesson. But to get everybody up on speed, I'm going to do it this way. Now, I'm going to be reading out of Matthew 1. I'm jumping here and there. I'm going to read verse 1, then I'm going to go to verse 15 on down, as far as I need to go, just to give the understanding. So keep in mind, we're at Matthew 1, and Mary is pregnant at this point. Let's read with some understanding. The book of the generations of Yahushua, the son of David, one of the offsprings of David, the son of Abraham. He was also the son of Abraham. The physical body came from that lineage with a man and a woman, right? Okay, let's go on. And Eliud begat Eleazar. This is verse 15. And Eleazar begat Methan. And Methan begat Jacob. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born the Redeemer, who is called Yahushua. I'm going down from 16 on down. Just stay with me. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David unto the carrying away unto Babylon are 14 generations. These are births of the Hebrews, okay, of the cult lineage. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Yahushua are 14 generations. So we're seeing the birth of the Hebrews. This is with a man and a woman. Okay, this is what we're reading about. Verse 18. Now the birth of Yahushua was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, before they came together for a wedding ceremony, she was found with child of the set-apart spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the messenger angel of Yahuwah, Gabriel, appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the set-apart spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Yahushua, for he shall save his people from their sins. Verse 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of Yahuwah by the prophet Isaiah, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted is Yahuwah with us. The precept and understanding we gave out of Isaiah 7:14, we know that we were speaking of an Isaiah 14 as well as Yahushua's prophecy. We're speaking of Isaiah's wife, who they called a virgin, but she already had a son prior to the one that was being prophesied by Isaiah for her to have. So when we look at Isaiah 7:14, we get Matthew 1, verse 23. It tells us, therefore, Yahuwah himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, what I found very interesting, I just want to go here for a second. Why is it many people can't make that connection? You ever wonder? Because it's right there in the Word. I know I went through my Strong Concordance many different places. They don't connect it, family. The only difference is you're going to have one in Greek and one in Hebrew, the word Emmanuel. Now, if they're supposed to be scholars, if they're supposed to give you the truth, don't you think you should be able to go to the Emmanuel with the E in front as well as go to the one with the I in the Strong Concordance, and they should tell you it's the same thing. They should give you that line. It's the exact same line. But there's no connection between Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, nor is there with Isaiah 7:14. But it's the same thing. You see, somebody hides. I keep showing y'all why they have to put that in the Greek. They put it in the Greek so you couldn't figure it out, make the connections. Because if you are told through precepts, line up online, here a little, there a little to get it, and you're trying to look words up and thinking, trying to make a match that way and not taking it to the Father and ask him to reveal even those things that they have tried to hide, you won't get this. Will not get it. Emmanuel with the E, Emmanuel with the I. There's no connection in the Strong Concordance, but it's the same precept. It was prophesied in the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. We can go back to Isaiah 7:14, get the understanding clearly about this virgin shall bring forth a son. And this would be a sign, okay? This would be a sign to Israel so that the Most High is with us. So, just want to make you understand that why. You need to be asking yourself, every time we come across things like this, why? Why isn't you can't make that connection? Well, I just showed you. You go look it up yourself. You're not going to find a connection between Emmanuel and Immanuel. The same word, Emmanuel. You're not going to find the connection. Moving on to 24. It tells us in Matthew 1, then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of Yahuwah had bid him, and took to him Mary for his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Yahushua. So I just, all I did, family, I didn't change nothing. You know how you got the different versions of the KJV? Oh, this is the easy to read. This is the new KJV. Well, look, this is the set-apart spirit version I just gave you. All I did was put the proper names in there, the proper words that give you spiritual understanding. That's all I did, okay? So don't go getting funny about that. Let's go quickly. I just want to get a quick review because we read about the genealogy, the generations for Yahushua, and it said that he was the son of David and the son of Abraham. Now, when we go to 1 Chronicles 17, I'm going to reverse 7 and 11. Quickly, it said there again. It reads, now therefore, thus shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus said Yahuwah of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote, even from following the sheep, that thou shouldest be ruler over my people Israel. And it shall come to pass, when thy days be expired, that thou must go to be with thy fathers, that I will raise up thy seed after thee, which shall be of thy sons. This is shall be of thy children. Right? That word is sons is Hebrews 11:21. That means children. And I will establish his kingdom, the one that will be sitting on there on the throne, out of the children, out of the loins and out of the womb, whatever you want to call it, but out of the children that were under David. That was Mary and Joseph. So it's all accurate. Remember, the word son is speaking of children, both the male and the female. Get that straight. I'm not trying to make something that's not there to reveal. You're not getting it. Let's go on. understanding for Luke chapter 3, verse 23. I want to read it because I kind of went over it in a rush, but hey. If you go to Luke chapter 3, verse 23, it tells us, and Yahushua himself being to be about 30 years of age, being, as supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. Many of the worldly teachings will tell you, see, he wasn't really Joseph's son. Joseph was his stepfather because they threw in that little as was supposed. And it just blew people's minds. See, here we go. Family, I gave the understanding, but I want to make sure, just in case there's someone new joining us today, I want to make sure that they're getting the understanding of that as supposed. I'm going to break it down again. I just want to make sure that everybody's getting this because you got to get it. You got to understand the truth from the lie. Many of us, when we were in school, we didn't want to learn English. But really, if you would learn their English, you're reading their translated manuscript. Our manuscript being translated into English, well, you got to know what they did. You got to be able to read their writing and get the understanding of what they did. So what I want to do first is I want to play this. I played it before. It's quick, not that long, but it's going to go into understanding what's in parentheses when you're looking at the scriptures. Okay. So let me get it for you guys. Almost there. Oh, here it is. It's 57 seconds long, so I think you can bear with this. Pay attention. Very interesting.
This is from a grammar website called WritingSimplified.com. The topic is how and when to use parentheses. Right here it says, use parentheses to enclose supplemental information. Now watch this. It says, this supplemental information includes asides, tangents, and afterthoughts. Now pay close attention to this part. It says, in general, anything that can be removed from the sentence without altering its meaning can be enclosed in parentheses. In other words, if you read a sentence that has parentheses in it, you can remove the information inside the parentheses without the meaning of the sentence changing.
Okay, I think that is transparent. Either way, we're going to read it again. If you have the understanding that Joseph was the father, according to the scriptures, if you believe in the father's word, his preserved word, he was the father of Yahushua. So it tells us, we're going to read it again with the understanding that, yes, he is Yahushua's father. Let's read it. Luke 3, verse 23. And Yahushua himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as we know, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. Or let's read it like this. And Yahushua himself began to be about 30 years of age, being the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. See, it does, Trick. Y'all know the game. Y'all heard the conspiracies out there. We learn a lot about what they've done. You find out that you're a Hebrew right now today, some of you, and you don't think it's possible that this was put in there and the way it was taught to us was in a deceptive form. Because we can read scripture upon scripture upon scripture that tells us otherwise, that, yes, Joseph and Mary, both of those were the natural parents. Because the body had to be prepared for Yahushua to come to this earth. We're going to read about some more of that today. But he had to be prepared. So they were the natural parents of Yahushua, the flesh. But the spirit came from our Father, just like your spirit, if you're sent from above, if you're in the book of life, if you have spiritual understanding, if you're operating out the spirit. If you're not, look, now's your time to hearken to the Father. Ask him, don't ask me, ask him to bring forth that increase, to take those scales off your eyes and give you that spiritual understanding of truth, his truth. It was preserved for you. Let's go on a little bit more. I want to get that because a lot of people are just not getting it. Now, remember the last lesson that we had last Shabbat? We read from Wikipedia, remember? And I was reading how they thought it interesting. I knew it was something wrong with that, but they thought it interesting. This is Wikipedia. I gave all the links and everything last lesson. I'm not going to do that again. I'm only going to go over the information because it's interesting. Now, Wikipedia had stated it was interesting how only Luke and Matthew speak of a virginity birth within the new covenant. Now, it was pointed out because we know the new covenant basically is all Paul. And it's his letters. Letters. Okay? And we got the other disciples, the apostles. We have them there. But they didn't write up no virginity birth where this angel impregnates Mary, where Joseph was not the father. We don't read about that anywhere else. We don't read about it there. But let's go there because we need to. Let's take a look at the writings of Mark, Paul's letters, as well as various other books within Scripture. Let's find out if they, while any of them spoke concerning Yahushua, if they spoke of virginity birth, which excludes Joseph from being Yahushua's earthly father. We're going to see if any of those did that, because how is it the word is not balanced? For the birth of our Redeemer, don't you think that others should have mentioned that, hey, if Joseph wasn't the father, how miraculous it was? Well, you're not going to read that. You're going to read total opposite. With the understanding that we have gone through those other lessons, that yes, Joseph was the father. And yes, Mary was the mother. She is not the queen of heaven. None of that crap, but she was the mother. They were, both Joseph and Mary, the seeds or thy sons are the children of King David. They were the offsprings. So prophecy is getting fulfilled left and right. But let's go some places. Everybody open up to Hebrews chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 16 and 17. Go ahead and open up. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Try to give you all a chance to get there, but I'm going to keep rolling because you can replay all of what I'm saying, okay? You need to do it anyhow and study to show yourself approved and ask the Father to give you more increase than what I gave you. Okay, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, because, see, we try to see, hey, where is it that Joseph's not the father or Yahushua didn't have a physical body like his parents? Let's read Hebrews 2, verse 16 and 17. For verily he took not on him, speaking of Yahushua, the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Okay? Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, like unto the other Hebrews that were out there, the men and the women, in a flesh body. If you say brethren and think just men, well, that means, okay, we know he was a man. He came looking like a man, but that's not what the scripture is talking about. He had to come like his people. His people had flesh on, both the men and the women. So his brethren, that's what that word brethren, go look it up, that he, let's go there again, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to Yahuwah, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. He had to come in the flesh. He took on flesh. He didn't take on the nature of the angels. Okay? Let's go down because that was the book of Hebrews. We didn't read about no virginity birth there. Let's go to Mark chapter 10. I'm going to read verses 46 and 48 because we just read the first book of Matthew's that talked about the generations of Yahushua, saying that he was the seed or the offspring or one of the children of Abraham as well as David. Well, let's go here. Mark 10, verses 46 and 48. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out to Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Yahushua of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Yahushua, thou son of David, one of David's children, offspring, the seed of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. If you don't believe the truth that he was of the lineage of both Joseph and Mary, the king lineage and the priest lineage, if you don't believe the scriptures, the Father. You say, hey, I believe. Do you believe? We're just reading it here. They said, thou son of David. You say, half hybrid, the abomination that took place in Genesis 6. No, this was our Redeemer. The flesh, the blood, everything had to be shed for the remission of our sin. There had to be a body prepared of a man and a woman. Let's go on. Let's go on, because you're not going to hear about no virginity birth. Now this, keep in mind, this goes in line with the other two lessons we did. So if you are new coming in and you haven't viewed the first two lessons, go back. Okay, because I'm not going to review that, but I will go forward, because there's much, much more that is in the scripture that gives heed to the truth that Joseph was the father of Yahushua. All right, within the book of Acts, find out what David said concerning Yahushua. Let's go there. I'm going to pick up at Acts 2. I'm going to pick up at verse 22. So open up your Bibles and read with me. Now keep in mind, let's find out what David had to say concerning Yahushua. Verse 22, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Yahushua of Nazareth, a man approved of Yahuwah among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which Yahuwah did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of the Most High, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom Yahuwah hath raised up, having loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him. Talking about Yahushua. Here's what David said. I foresaw Yahushua always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my spirit in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine set-apart one to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me speak freely. Let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, speaking of David, and knowing that Yahuwah hath sworn with an oath to him of the fruit of his loins, baby, the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Yahushua to sit on his throne. He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Yahushua, that his spirit was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Yahushua hath Yahuwah raised up, wherefore we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of Yahuwah exalted, and having received of the Father the promises, the promise of the set-apart Spirit, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into heaven, but he said it himself. Yahuwah said unto my Redeemer, his son Yahushua, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that Yahuwah hath made the same Yahushua, whom ye have crucified, both king and high priest. Joseph, kingly lineage, and Mary's priest lineage. The Levites from Mary's lineage in the book of Luke chapter 3, and the king lineage from King David to Solomon to Yahushua, to Joseph to Yahushua. And that's Matthew chapter 1. Okay? Verse 37. Now when they heard this, because we just heard he was of the flesh. He came, he was a seed of David. Okay, we just read this. Now you say you believe in the scriptures. Well, you better believe in them all the way, not what you want. Ask for that spiritual understanding. If you don't have it, ask for it. Ask the Father for it, okay? Verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Yahushua for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the set-apart Spirit. That's a spiritual baptism right there, family, because Yahushua was spirit in the beginning. He had to have an earthly vessel body that was prepared for him to do his Father's will. This was all prophesied. Okay, I hope y'all following me. 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as Yahuwah our Father shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Okay, save yourself from this evil generation is another way of saying it. Verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 spirits. Because we're spirits, family. We are set from above. Those who hear the Father's word, those who can come spiritual. Get out the flesh. Take off the old man, put on the new man. Okay, let's get to the real. Verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, because they were speaking of the spirit, not of the flesh, and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every spirit, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles, and all that believed were together, and had all things common. See, you've got to believe in the truth. The truth is, Joseph and Mary were the parents. The truth is, the virginity birth that you may have believed in Christianity or in one of these other religions, because all the religions all have a Jesus or their deity where he was born December 25th, he died and rose 3 days later. They came from a virgin birth, but those are the deities of the other nations. Know the truth. Go look it up. You have to believe, have a common faith that the truth is he had parents, both a mother and a father, Joseph and Mary. That's how his vessel or his body was prepared when he was sent down from heaven. The spirit came from the Father, just like our spirits. He knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb. Okay? Same thing. I'm going to read it again, 46. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising Yahuwah and having favor with all the people. And Yahushua added to the assembly daily such as should be saved. Now, see that little part right there? I'm going to say it for the people who don't want to get this and people who want to keep on with what they're doing. It says, these who heard and were on the same accord, singleness of heart, they had all things in common, the truth of the word, they were praising Yahuwah and having favor with all the people. And Yahushua added to the assembly, sometimes called the church, sometimes called the daughters of Zion, sometimes called the woman, depending on which book you're reading out of. But it's all the same thing. Talking about the children of Israel. So, Yahushua added to the assembly daily such as should be saved. Because remember, broad is that path. Those who don't come spiritual, if you don't take off that old man and put on that new body, get that spiritual garment ready for when Yahushua comes. Take off that old flesh. Okay? Remember the old wine, the new wine? You better be thinking about these words. All think spiritual. Don't go ripping off your skin, but operate out the set-apart spirit. Let's go a little further. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm going to start reading at verse 1. Follow me. Y'all go ahead and get there, and then we're going to get started. Go ahead and get there. Because, see, y'all believe, some of y'all, not everybody, some of y'all believe that there was a virgin birth and Mary had no sex to have Yahushua. Some of y'all believe that, but we're going to read what's in the Word. Now, we've given the precept for the faultiness of what you have been taught in Matthew and Luke. We've already cleared that up. We're just going a little bit further. And prayerfully, you're seeking the Father to get this truth. Go ahead and open up to 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm going to begin at verse 1. All right. Let's go. Thou therefore, my son, which means children of Yahuwah, be strong in the grace that is in Yahushua. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, faithful children, right? Who shall be able to teach others also. Go look at that word men. I bet you any money you get both men and women. But anyhow, verse 3, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Yahushua. No man or no person that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strives for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labors must be first partakers of the fruit. Y'all getting it? The husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits. Consider what I say, and Yahuwah giveth thee understanding in all things. Remember that Yahushua of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Letting you know that it was of the loins of the fruit in the flesh, and Joseph was his father, Mary was Yahushua's mother, and they were of the lineage, the children, the seed, the sons, however you want to put those words together, but they were of King David. The promise went to King David, and through the lineage, through the children, Yahushua was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of Yahuwah is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake. See, he's telling you that he had to go through hell just to bring this information forward. And that's what behooves me, that we read of the trouble that the apostles went through just to get Yahushua's word out, the Most High's word. Because the prophets, they wanted to kill the prophets, and a lot of them did. Shut up, those prophets, said by the Most High. Now, the apostles come to tell you the same thing. They're not going to tell you about no virginity birth. And our people want to shut them up. Shame. Go back to Isaiah 4, verse 1. You better try to get Yahuwah's name, Yahushua's name, to take away your shame, your reproach. Shameful. You call yourself a Hebrew Israelite when I said that was a virginity birth and that Joseph not the father. Shame, 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 shame. We're reading all about it. Let's go there. I don't care which way you guys want to take it. I've already debunked all that in the Word, in Scripture. Go to the last couple lessons. You'll get it. But we're going to go here because you're not going to see what anybody outside of Matthew or Luke even hinted around to a virginity birth with angels and a woman. So it says, therefore, verse 10. Now, let me go to 9, too, because you got to hear about the suffering, because it's been going on. And those who even today, 2014, try to tell his truth, we suffer. We got to look. Hey, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. Means he was put in jail for this. But the word of the Most High, Yahuwah, is not bound. You can't stop it from going forward. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, for your sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Yahushua with eternal glory. And many of you guys don't realize, without understanding, even the virginity birth, that's a little leaven. That little leaven can go many different places with you on other things that you learn, not giving you the true understanding. So you got to get it all right. Same thing with the two creations in the beginning. You got to get it right. The daughter of Zion, you got to get this right when you go to Revelations. All this. That's a little leaven. It knocks you off point. Come spiritual. Get the correct understanding. I tell you, family, the Father has been giving me revelation, revelation. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bring it forward soon. Y'all going to be shocked. And I tell you what, you'll be able to follow it if you operate not the Spirit. You'll understand revelations. You're going to understand it. And it ain't nothing like you've been taught before. Don't be looking at the Romans and the this. Look, look, look. Even with this virginity birth, it was the seed of the serpent. Those who had a different spirit, they looked just like Israel. Revelation 2:9. I know thy works and thy tribulations and thy poverties, but thou art rich, speaking to Yahuda. But They also know there are some out there who claim to be us, but they are, and that's Yehuda, Judah, Southern Kingdom, or you could say specifically the tribe of Judah. They claim to be us, but it's letting us know because John had an understanding. He said, but they're from the synagogue of Satan. We keep warning about wolves in sheep clothing. You didn't see, I tell you, this is our history book. So don't be looking at them other Gentiles and pointing fingers. You better look what's right in front of you that's deceiving you. That's how Satan deceives. He ain't going to deceive you with something that look Chinese or white, nothing that look like an African. And I don't like to say African because they look close like us, but I'm not picking on any of these other nations, but it's the truth. What would deceive you? It would be just something looking just like Yahushua, looking just like you. Okay, and that's what the whole old covenant was about, even the sprinkling to the new. 2014, we're talking about the same doggone thing now. You better start reading your own history books. So he tells us, let me go there. Shoot. Look, I want to make sure the truth is being spoken. So he says, I'm going to pick up back at verse 10. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Yahushua with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before Yahuwah that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Give them the truth. Read the word. Read the word. I see people trying to go to a Goyim author to prove something in the scripture. The scripture. Because the Father is going to set the truth right in front of your face. Through the set-apart spirit, the scripture is giving you the truth. So all this vain babbling, all this the nonsense that has been put forward, and the striving about words to no profit like the virginity birth. You know, I'm not going to say it's a waste of my time because people need to know it. But really, when people get on there and they say they can't understand, there's no way possible, you blaspheme the set-apart spirit, well, you're not reading. You're not reading with spiritual understanding what was going on. Okay? So we're supposed to give to those who want to hear the truth. Well, when we put them into remembrance of the truth, which is what we're doing right now. Let's go a little further. Verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto Yahuwah, a workman, anyone who is searching out the truth of the word that is supposed to hear the word. The promises were given to their ancestors. We're talking about the Hebrew Israelites. That's why I said it like that. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why it says shame, shame, shame. You're going through some words to make a whole different understanding of the truth. You're not rightly dividing the word. You want to stick with division, male, female. Oh, is Mary. Oh, is Joseph. Well, lo and behold, the truth is both of them. The truth is we've been linking up precepts of Isaiah, linking up precepts of what these words mean. We even go to their little funky English and tell you that little as supposed was saying like somebody telling you, well, yeah, as supposed he was. We know this. He was the son of Joseph. But they put that little thing in there to bleep people off and put them in the far right lane instead of looking on the straight and narrow path. So, you know, family, it is what it is. And let's see what it says. It says, study to show thyself approved unto the Father Yahuwah, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun, here's what we should be doing, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more unrighteousness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrew the faith of some. And this goes back to, in Matthew's, where at the end, the scribes and Pharisees were bribing the people. They were trying to say that Yahushua was just a regular man. He never resurrected. So these two, Hymenaeus and Philetus, said, let's see, it's already past. So basically, you got no spiritual salvation because it's already past, and there's still nothing that has miraculously happened here. So it says, who concerning the truth, these have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrown the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of Yahuwah standeth sure. Having this seal, Yahushua knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Yahushua depart from iniquity. Stay away from that unfruitful doctrine, those vain babblings. Just words where there's no profit. Stick to the truth. Let's read it. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor. Just like Yahushua was a body, a vessel, his flesh, vessel. Right? Our bodies are nothing but vessels, fam. You got to get this. It says, if a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use. He can be used by our Father, and prepared unto every good work, also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on Yahuwah out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife. And the servant of Yahushua must not strive, but be gentle to all men, to everybody, apt to teach, patient. Let me go a little further. I got to change my page here. Apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. Like when those who say, hey, Joseph was not the father. And they call themselves Hebrew Israelites. Well, look, hey, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. They will tell you that a woman's job is to serve that man. That man is our salvation. Not that the father or Yahushua is, but that man is. They divide the people. They divide the word. They oppose themselves. If Yahuwah pre-adventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, because even some of those who have been lied to by the scribes and the Pharisees or the serpent seed, they will come into the truth. We have evidence of that on our website right now. Many have fled from some of these teachers. And when they see the truth, such a beautiful rejoicing, whereas they were depressed, sad, just gave up hope listening to some of these instructors. Burdens put on them, unnecessary burdens that these scribes and Pharisees, these hypocrites, will never remove from them, even today, 2014. But hey, it says, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if Yahuwah pre-adventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snares of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Now, they say the snares of the devil. That goes back to John 8. Who was Yahushua calling one of the children of the devil? Well, he was talking to the scribes and Pharisees, the children of Cain. So, understand this word devil. Don't think of a devil with a pitchfork that you see in the world today. Understand who that devil is in the scripture. Same ones that are telling you, many of them will tell you that it's all about a man's seed, not understanding the seed is spiritual, and it's also children. It's not necessarily everything about a man. Now, I love my men brothers, but if you want to sit and eat that nonsense, and if you think the Father's happy with you, you think it again. I'm not telling you anything different than what's already in Scripture. Let's go some other places. We're going to go to one of Paul's letters, because many say that Joseph was not the father of Yahushua. Let's read. Did Paul say that in his letters? Let's read Romans chapter 1, and we're going to be reading verses 1 through 4. Paul, a servant of Yahushua, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of Yahuwah, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the set-apart scriptures, concerning his son, Yahushua, our Redeemer, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Okay, Paul didn't say anything about no spiritual, nothing, no Genesis 6, women and angel pregnancy. No, he didn't say none of that. He said concerning his son, Yahushua, our Redeemer, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the son of Yahuwah with power, right? Because we read about that power. Right, in the spirit and all that. We read about that already when the angel, messenger angel was talking to Mary in Luke 3, right? So it says, and declared to be the Son of the Most High, Yahuwah, with power, according to the spirit of set-apartness, by the resurrection from the dead. I ain't hearing nothing about Joseph not being the father. Let's go to Romans 9. I'm going to read verses 1 through 14. Everybody go ahead and open up. And let me check out my chat line, amongst other things, real quick here. Okay, because see, your family, I want to take y'all places. I want y'all to really, you know, sometimes we waver on one side or the other and we are lukewarm. But, you know, the Father's word is truth 100%. You can read it. If you don't understand how they've, you know, they've twisted the game so well in your head to where you believe that Mary was miraculously pregnant by an angel, impregnated by an angel, and Joseph was not the father. If you believe that lie, then, well, maybe this will help you out, because we're going to read other places that tell you total opposite that Joseph was the father. He had a part to play with Mary having Yahushua. The Spirit came from our Father. Just know that. Go ahead to Romans 9. I'm going to read verses 1 through 14. All right, here's what Paul says. I say the truth in Yahushua. I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the set-apart spirit that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I wish that myself were cursed from Yahushua, for my brethren, my people, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. He was a Hebrew Israelite. He was a Benjamite, right? He was of what? The southern kingdom. It says, he's going to go a little further and tell you all that. Verse 4, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants, both what? Old and new covenant, because Yahushua was the new covenant prophesied about, right? And the giving of the law and the service of Yahuwah and the promises, who are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Yahushua came. Remember, he wanted to be made flesh like his brethren. He didn't come in the image of the angels. He came just like his brethren, the same flesh, right? He ain't talking about a man. It's talking about the flesh. Now, I hope y'all got what I said. We read in Romans 9, verse 5, when we talk about let me go there because I know somebody's going to ask a question. Let me first read this. Romans 9, verse 5, it says, who are the fathers? We just read the Hebrew Israelites, right? The Israelites. And of whom, as concerning the flesh, Yahushua came, who is over all, Yahuwah blessed forever. Hallelujah. What's important is, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, it's about the flesh. It's not about an image that's a man. So I'm trying to separate that little craziness. That division got to stop. Okay, that was in Romans 9. Now let me go somewhere else. Let me go somewhere else, because I read it, and I know somebody going to say, see? Hold on. I just got to go to these places, because, you know, it's important that I do. Somebody need to hear it. Hold on a second, family. I want to go there. We'll be there in a second. I just talked about it. Let me find it. One second. I wish I had it quickly. Okay, there we go. It was in Hebrews 2 when it talked about verse 16 and 17. It says, for verily he took on him the nature of angels. Oh, wait, excuse me. Let me read it again. Hebrews 2, verse 16 and 17, it reads, for verily, speaking about Yahushua, he took not on him the nature of angels. He didn't take a spiritual body like the angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. People think that word brother mean a man's image. We know he is a man. Yahushua was a man, but the brethren, likened to them, was likened to the flesh, looking like them, his people, the brethren. So when we go back, and I will go there, we're talking about the flesh when they talk about the brethren. Everybody wants to talk about a man, a man, a man. Stop that. That's how they separate. Look, a little leaven get in there. Stop it. Okay? Stop that. Father wasn't speaking about no separation. Why are you? Let's go back to Romans 9. I'm going to read that again. Verse 4 and 5, I'm going to read those two again. I'm going to keep going after that. In Romans 9, it says, he's speaking to the Israelites. to whom pertaineth the adoption, the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of Yahuwah, and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, right? Just like his brethren, but he's talking about the flesh, not a man, Yahushua came, who is over all the people, the brethren, the Israelites, the assembly, the church, the daughter of Zion, the woman, the brethren. Okay? Yahuwah blessed forever. Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Verse 6. Not as though the word of Yahuwah had taken not effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all called children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Well, what seed? Well, we got to remember, through the Spirit, because in the flesh they are brothers, Isaac and Ishmael. But in the Spirit they are called by our Father, the seed. Because really, if you want to say that word seed means flesh, both Isaac and Ishmael should be called. But we're not talking about that. Think spiritual. Let me read it. Hope you get it. Not as though the word of Yahuwah had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Well, he's talking about the Spirit. Because seed can mean progeny. But that's not what he said. He said the ones that came from Isaac. Because Isaac was called because that Spirit was there. What was in Ishmael? Well, it didn't come from our father. That Spirit was not from our father. He was considered, the Ishmaelites are Gentiles. Same as the Hamites, same as the Edomites. But all these were brothers. Cain's genealogy didn't have the same spirit as our father. You remember Yahushua was saying, you can't, when he was talking to Nicodemus, who was a teacher, a high priest or whatever, of the Israelites in the New Covenant, he said, are you not a teacher? Don't you know this? Because why can't you understand my speech? If you would have loved my father, you'd love me. If you say you love Abraham, you'd love me. But they couldn't understand what he was talking about. They had a different spirit. Go a little further. I'm just showing you the seed is not always from the man's sperm. Don't think that way. If you think that way, because we're no longer dealing with flesh and blood, you're going to be in error. So let's get it right, family. Let's get it right. It says, back to verse 5, who are the fathers and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Yahushua came? Who is over all? Remember the 1 Corinthians 11:3? It gives you the three powers of authority. Because it says Yahushua is that mediator between the people and the Father. So that's the same thing being spoken there. He said, who are the fathers? Talking about the people. And of whom, as concerning the flesh, Yahushua came. Who is over all? He is that mediator between the people and the Father. Yahuwah blessed forever. Hallelujah. Not as though the word of Yahuwah had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Okay, coming out of Jacob's loins and going further, this should get you. Okay, because Jacob is Israel. And let me say it this way. Maybe you'll get it better. Not as though the word of Yahuwah had taken non-effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Jacob, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. But in Isaac, see, he's showing you that the seed in the seed, which is a man's sperm of the flesh, Ishmael and Isaac, Esau and Jacob, Abel and Cain, he's showing you that. It's not because of the flesh, but because of the spirit, what came from above. I pray y'all got that when I read it. I'm going to read it one more time, and I pray y'all getting it. For those of you who sit out there and want to talk about a man's sperm building a nation, stop it. Not as though the word of Yahuwah has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Jacob, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are children of the flesh these are not children of Yahuwah. Because by eyesight, they both look like, well, there's a Hebrew man there. He could have got him any woman he wanted to be. Because that man's Hebrew, that child got to be Hebrew. Just because they got nappy hair, big, thick lips, and a big old behind, and dark skin. Nah, 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 nah. Don't look at it that way. Don't do that. Don't make that mistake. Letting you know, that is they which are the children of the flesh. These are the same ones who put the division between the man and the woman. These are the same ones that give you a little bit of leaven, which leavens up the understanding, the purity of both Jacob or Joseph and Mary, both being sons of King David. They take away the pureness and the beauty and the fulfillment of that prophecy. That division, that little leaven here and there and there and there. Stop it. Whew, I hope y'all getting it. This stuff, look, when it comes to the Father's word, yes, I get a little excited. But you should be too. You should be excited because somebody is throwing leaven in. Somebody with this little leaven, we're going to get to another part. You ain't going to get it. When we start talking revelations because you believe this lie, you ain't going to get this one that's so clear. It's evident because we're reading it. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Don't let the leaven in. Don't let it in. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac thy seed shall be called. It tells us, neither because they are the... verse 8, that is, they which are the children of the flesh... These are not the children of Yahuwah, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but with Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac. Now, I'm going to say it like this. By the promise that was given to us in Luke chapter 3, was this virgin called Mary going to have a son whose name would be Yahushua. He was in the lineage of David. He was called. But just as Rebekah, just as Sarah with Abraham and Rebekah with Isaac, there was a man and woman involved. The Father's word says, I change not with what I'm telling you. And we know there is no new thing underneath the sun. So how can you believe a lie? We got to come in singleness of heart, come together in truth on the word. Let's continue reading it, because I just had to put that point. It says, for this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Yahuwah, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. You got to be called. You got to be set from above. Go back and look up the featured lesson, predestination sent from above. If you're not understanding the spiritual, that the Father knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. This really is the basis for Yahushua, because he was that spirit in John chapter 1, in the beginning. Okay, it says, I'm going back, verse 12, it was said unto her, the elder, and this is said to Rebekah, the elder shall serve the younger, as it is written, Jacob or Israel have I loved, but Esau or Edom have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Yahuwah? Yahuwah forbid. Because you see, this is not like, when they split, when the scribes and the Pharisees put the division, well, they do it also, but not really. They bring in the enemy. Shoot, let's call it for what it is. Come on in, Edom. Just come on, pile up in here. Some of y'all gonna get into heaven before the true people who were given the promises. No, what they will do is these scribes and these Pharisees, those who are not called, they will go in and put the division between the people, the men and the women. I don't know if you're hearing me. I don't know if you understand when we read the scripture that we're talking about spiritual things. A lot of the things that we have been mistaught about, we've been taught because we don't understand the spiritual things. When I gave a lot of testimony, family, pertaining to the spiritual things that occurred to me before I was told that I must teach salvation, those were spiritual things. The enemies they never discontinued from their heritage. They always had this profane doctrine. They've always had their gods. All the nations, you can read about them in Old Covenant. It's not my words. It's up in there. They always were worshiping their deities. They always were given, they were given the secrets of the heaven. You can read that about that in the book they took out, the book of Enoch, their children. And so today I was watching that show Insidious 2, and boy, I had to stop it and pause it and tell my daughter that's true what they're telling you right there, because that actually happened to me. We are not supposed to be out of our bodies. They teach you meditation. They teach you how to get into get into a Zen place and all this. Then if you keep reading their documentation, they'll tell you about walk-ins, which is when you leave. That's nothing but a possession. If you leave your physical form, if the spirit leaves out there, something else can crawl up in there. Well, we know just by reading the book of Enoch what crawls in there. It's called a possession. But see, many of us don't understand those things. Many of us look at it as ghosts, poltergeists, demons, this, that, this. You know, they bring forth as well as that little information, which we don't really have a cool fix on yet. They bring in also their paganism, ways to get rid of these spirits, all these lies. You know, that's why I make mention, family. When it comes to the other nations, I don't listen to none of that crap, because I'll tell you now, I like to bring it forward because sometimes our people got to hear from them, especially the white man. You know, they got to hear from the white man, and they feel better about stuff. That's the way our people have been taught. White man, if you're white, hey, baby, you're all right. But what gets our people is when you're showing them the Father's word that there were scribes and Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat. When you show our people the proper understanding of Genesis 3:15 and 16. When you go, and I will go there, in Revelations, and you start figuring out, well, in order to get Revelations, you better know that the daughter of Zion is not talking about a woman, or you could just forget about it. If you think America is Babylon, which the word means confusion, but if you think it's America, you ain't got none of Revelations, because we're gonna bring all that forward. Get that leaven out. Come spiritual. Get out the flesh. Stop the division. It's time for this to occur, okay? It's time. Let me finish it off now. It says, I just want to read one more time, as it is written, Jacob have I loved. The father loved Israel. But Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Yahuwah? Yahuwah forbid. See, if you don't understand that by sight, Jacob and Esau were brothers in the flesh. But the father was letting you know he ain't talking about the flesh. He's talking about the spirit. If you don't understand the spirit here, you're not going to understand the serpent seed. You will not get the understanding of David's sons being called thy sons, the spiritual understanding of that. You won't even go near giving both Joseph as well as Mary prophecy for the king role and the priest role. When we go to Revelations, you can just forget it. You ain't going to get none of it. So if you're mad that I'm talking about this man teaching wrong, get over it. I want to hear what our father says. He ain't talking about none of that crap. And is that plain and is that clear? I got to say it like this because the father putting it on me, okay? When I come at people like, don't think I'm mad at anybody. I'm not. But you got to hear it the right way. Throw that leaven out. Come spiritual. He's letting you know in verse 13 and 14, some people are going to say, is there unrighteousness? Because it tells us that it's written. I love Israel, I love Jacob, but I hate Esau. Christianity going to tell you we got to love everybody. Well, what about Esau? Let's bring him in. The father said he regathering those who he had scattered. He didn't scatter the Edomites. He didn't scatter the Ishmaelites. He didn't scatter the Hamites. He didn't scatter the Moabites. He didn't scatter nobody else but Israel because they sinned, the daughter of Zion, the church, the assembly, the woman. So, this is why it's put in here. He says, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with our father? Because he tell you he love his people, but he hate Esau? Uh-uh, Yahuwah forbid. So when you try to bring in Esau and say Esau is not who he is, or you try to say Esau is no longer there, or you're talking out the flesh. You can't see that Ishmael is not the son of Isaac or Abraham. When it tell you, Abraham, take thy son, thy only son, because your eyes are full of flesh. when you read about the daughter of Zion and you want to tell a woman to humble herself, shut up her big mouth, then you go to New Covenant, can't get that Paul's writing the letter, want to make more division there, taking it all the way back to the beginning. You can't even understand this to creation. You need to be quiet and humble yourself and listen to a teacher. I'll give you the correct understanding if you want it. Not to put you down, but, you know, it's getting to the point of ridiculous. And it's causing our people to err. It's been causing our people to err. I get upset. I remember when I first read the book of Judges, I got so upset because all that leaven. Our people just kept messing up and messing up and messing up. By the time you get to the book of Kings, oh, my goodness. Family, that brought us to right where Yahushua had a mess to try to clean up and teach the people. Today, in 2014, we're still trying to show them truth, and they don't want to hearken to the word. I'm reading it. Family, we got to get it together. Who do you love more, the created or the creator? That's what it's going to come down to. We're going to get there. Now, I got to go some more places with you guys. Let me just take a look at my chat line and also take a look at my, hey, y'all. Okay, I know y'all be like, Georgia, whew, I have to go there. Hey, I'm going to take me a little break because I need a break. I need to drink something. I'm going to give you guys a little song, just till I'm a little short one, just so I can get myself together for a second because I need to take a drink of something here, okay? I'm going to play something I haven't played in a while. Let's see. Trying to pick out too long a song. Okay. I'll go ahead and play You Ain't an Egyptian. Okay, family. This is going to be a three and a half minute song. You guys go ahead, get you something to drink. Come back because we got more. I want to keep this show to just 2 hours today, so we have about 30 minutes to finish it up when this finishes. So go ahead and get you what you need to drink, use the bathroom, do what you got to do. Get your Bibles if you didn't have them before. Let's get to reading when we come back. All right, family, take a listen.
Listen. I'm a Hebrew Israelite from the tribe of Judah, yeah, of the seed of Abraham. I ain't no Egyptian, I ain't no Muslim, I ain't no Kabbalist, and I definitely ain't no African. Why you all up in Islam? You ain't Arab, you're a Hebrew. Man, it's getting crazy everywhere I look, I see you. Some of y'all say you Egyptian, you can't read the hieroglyphics. You don't know what they really say. That makes you religious, cuz you just believe in what you heard was right. So why you mad at me for saying I'm an Israelite? When I can read the Hebrew, I can see right through you. You want your identity, but you don't wanna be who you are. You wanna shine, you wanna travel around with the philosophy and history you think you found. But all your dates are carbon dated, and we know that's false. So what's the point of all your math when your equation is wrong? Come on, you ain't Egyptian. You ain't no Muslim. You ain't no African. Come on.
We got our skin. bombing and comment, that don't mean we comment. Just because you don't receive it, that don't mean you'll stop the bombing from coming. That's why I'm trying to wake you up real quick and take your mind out that reprobated state it's in. You say we've been here for billions of years, but can't prove it, yet we still can't cure the common cold. Come on, man, that's stupid. Listen, you ain't Egyptian.
Oh, oh, no, you're
you ain't
not
Muslim.
Let it go, let it go.
You ain't African.
Oh,
come on, get it right,
get it right.
Egyptian.
All right, family, Shabbat Shalom. We're back, we're back, we're back. We're going into the last 30 minutes of our lesson, and we're speaking about, this is part three, the virginity deception, Joseph and Mary. So I'm glad that you all held on with us. I'm going to give the call-in number right now because just in case I go a couple minutes over, but I don't want to go too much into the third hour. I want to keep our lessons to 2 hours. The number is 646-595-4111. I probably won't announce it at the last minute. I'm going to keep rolling with it, but I have probably enough to take up the 30 minutes. Okay, but, you know, family, like I said, we've already gone through the scriptures of Matthew's and Luke that say, as we've been taught in the world, that Joseph was not the father. But as we've been reading and breaking down scripture with proper understanding and precepts, rightly dividing the word, getting the English understanding of some of these words and so forth, even the little parentheses things we brought in, we've been able to show where Joseph was the father of Yahushua. And there's nothing blasphemous about that. There's nothing blasphemous about that. You know, I did one. I'm going to pull it up because I wanted to give you guys this understanding. I read this before, and I need to read it again because somebody might need to hear it. Remember I was telling you guys that if you go to, what is it? The Wisdom of Solomon, I think it's in. Let me go ahead. I'm going to open it right now. I should have did it while I was had the break. But I want to read it because somebody may have never saw that before. And that's just a little bit more ammunition to the truth. You know, there were certain books that were in the 1611, but they took those books out. They took those books out. And the same wisdom, nothing's different than what's being spoken. Okay, let me see if I can get it. Not letting me into my Yahoo. Sister sent it to me. That's why I want to get it out for you guys. It's in the Wisdom of Solomon. It's going to tell you about King Solomon is mentioning how no other king can come, but basically by man and a woman. You know, I don't know why people believe there's another way. If you ain't seen it, look, there's nothing new underneath the sun. If you can show me where somebody is telling you on this earth today that they just got divinely impregnated, you know, and it be the truth now, because you know they got some people on drugs and messed up bad. But I'm speaking truthfully. If you can show me that, then hey, we got something to talk about. If you can't show me that, then that just shows you that the Father's word is true, because it ain't gonna happen any other way but the truth of the scriptures. The scriptures say that Joseph was the father of Yahushua. All right, let me. I got it here. Computer wants to not, okay, hold up a second. I'm trying to get it to open all the way up. Sister Alice sent me this link. The Book of Wisdom of Solomon. Why won't it open up? Okay, it won't open up. But anyhow, let me see if I can get it another way. Give me a second. I want to read that because somebody might need it. Somebody might need it. Let me see if I can find it another way for you guys. I'll just maybe try to open it myself. Okay, let me see. I might find another way. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2. It's in chapter 2, family. Hold on a second. I'll go ahead and open it a different way if I can't get it. Yeah, I'm going to have to open it a different way. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 2. And if you have links to the computer, go ahead and open up yourself, because some people might say, oh, she's going to lie about it. No, we're going to read what it says. Wisdom, my computer, of Solomon. Solomon. Okay, let me get it open for you guys. Okay, here it is. Got it. Just waiting for it to open up. Give me a second. Y'all, some people need to hear this. Now, y'all may be thinking I'm kidding, but I ain't kidding. This stuff is in there. If they wouldn't have removed these books, and some of y'all believed a lie because they changed things around and they take things out, and you think that this is the way it was. No, they changed it to Greek so that you can't get the connections, okay? That's why they changed it to Greek. And it's easy to understand that through the Spirit and when you try to look up these words. Now, as far as them lying to us about Yahushua's birth, they did that. The Goyim did that because that was their way of bringing in their deities. But let's go. Let's go and find. Let me see where I'm at right here. I'm at the Wisdom of Solomon right now, and I want to find it. Let me look at my chat line. If anybody has it and wrote it down for me, and I'm just not looking there. Nope, they didn't write it down for me. But I believe it's in chapter 2. It might be in chapter 5. I'm trying to find it because I want to read it for y'all really quick before we go any further. Okay. Okay. It's not there. Let me see. I'm going to go to chapter 5. Give me a second. It's in one of these. It's in one of these things. I tell you what, if I can't find it, I'll try to find it before the end of the I don't see it. Okay, but it's in there. I'll find it before the lesson's over. Let me just go ahead and finish up what I have for you so far. Because, see, I'm trying to show you guys, which the scriptures will allow you to read, that even though we have been tricked and lied, when they put our Hebrew manuscripts together into English in the Bible, the English Gentile Version Bible, that they just threw Matthew and Luke wherever they wanted to. But in the correct form, Luke, the angel did prophesy. Mary was not pregnant yet in the dispensation of time, which by the time Matthew writes his version, she was pregnant. Two different things going on. But you're going to find that outside of those two books, Matthew and Luke, you're not going to find a virginity birth being spoken of where Joseph is not the father. So we go to Revelations because, listen, let's hear Yahuwah tell you, his people, both the men and the women of Israel, the children as well, the truth of his word and the truth of Yahushua's birth. I'm going to take you a couple places. I'm going to tell you what I'm reading from. I'm going to keep rolling, okay? Now, when you go to Revelations 1, I got to build you up so you know who's speaking. For those of you who say you love the truth, listen. This is Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. The revelation of Yahushua, which Father Yahuwah gave unto him, to show unto his servant, which was John, things which must surely come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of Yahuwah and the testimony of Yahushua and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. John to the seven assemblies, those churches, the seven daughters of Zion, the seven women, which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Yahushua, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests, talking about his people, unto Yahushua and his father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Go to Revelations 5. I'm taking you through a path. Pay attention. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, had prevailed to open the book and to loosen the seven seals thereof. Once again, Yahushua, Yahuwah, John. This is Revelation. They're letting you know that the lion of the tribe, or you could say the nation, sometimes we call it the nation, that's a tribe, but of Judah, the root, the seed, the children, the progeny of David, thy sons, right? Children, offspring. He hath prevailed to open the book and to loosen the seven seals thereof. Go to Revelation 22 with me, beginning at verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahuwah and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruits, and yielded her fruits every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, the healing of the tribes. What tribes? Well, the tribes of Israel. Verse 3, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Yahuwah and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Remember the name that you want to take from the daughter of Zion in Isaiah 3 and 4? The seven women, the seven churches, the seven assemblies, same thing we're talking about in Revelation. They're telling what man? Well, that's Yahushua. Give us thy name to take away our reproach, take away our shame. This is what we're speaking about. This is going to be in their forehead. Verse 4 of Revelation 22. And they shall see his face. Whose face? The Lamb's. And his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. Speaking about the New Jerusalem. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For Yahuwah giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Most High Yahuwah, Father of the set-apart prophets, sent his messenger angels to show unto his servants the things which must surely be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. We even gave you the prophecy of Genesis 3:16, which was given to me by our Father. But hey, you hold on to what you want to hold on to. Verse 8, and I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the messenger angel, which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship Yahuwah. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is set apart, let him be set apart still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man, to give all the children of Israel, according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. You better figure out which Gentiles they're talking about. I just want to throw that at you. Go back to the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah and figure out where those terms have been used before. But they're going to be without. Yeah, I know some of y'all getting what I'm saying here. I'm going to go through Revelation. The Father gave it to me. So, hey, we'll go there, and you'll see if I'm not teaching the Father's truth. Okay, let's go a little further. Verse 16, I, Yahushua, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the assemblies. I am the root and the offspring of David. That's Yahushua. You say you love Jesus Christ, or you love Ahaya, or you love Yahweh, whatever you want to call it, Yah, whatever, you say you love him. Well, we're reading Yahuwah's word in Revelations, the revelations of Yahushua. He tells you, verse 16, he says in 22 of Revelations, baby, I, Yahushua, have sent my angels to testify unto you these things in the assemblies, in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Because he just told you, I'm the root and the offspring of David. There is no virginity birth. Joseph was my father. Yahushua said that in verse 16. Verse 18, for I testify unto every man, I'm testifying to the whole assembly, that heareth the words of this prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, Yahushua shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, that's that 11, fam. I hope y'all realize that's 11 we're talking about. Talking about the 11. And if any man shall take away the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahuwah shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the set apart city, that New Jerusalem, and from the things which are written in this book. All those promises, everything was good. Look, you ain't going to have no part of it. Stop listening to the leaven. Take off the old man, put on the new man. Come spiritual. Don't put no division in Israel. This is to you. You better understand. I keep telling them, this is our history book. Don't look at them other nations. Be looking what's right in front of your face. And pick out the scribes and the Pharisees. Be of like mind. Let me keep going. Testify these things, said it. Surely, I come quickly. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Even so come your Redeemer, Yahushua. The grace of our brother Yahushua be with you all. Hallelujah. See, this is Revelations I just read. He didn't say nothing about no virginity birth, angels, impregnating women. Where you get that doctrine from? Why you believe a lie when you can read the scriptures? Study to show yourself approved to Yahuwah. Rightly divide the word. Humble yourself down and get the correct spiritual understanding on this stuff. It's important. And it ain't just me talking, it's important. Our Father says so. You better know. That's why I said, that little leaven of that division, that's going to throw you all off on Revelations. You won't think, oh, let me look at Edom the white man. Oh, let me look at this person. No, you better be looking at what's brown and right in your face. Sometimes it look white too, but it's still of our people. You better be looking that direction, especially the ones who call themselves teachers and elders and chiefs and camp leaders and all this other mess. You better be looking hard. Now, Yahuwah is speaking of spiritual things to the assembly, and many did not comprehend the spiritual, as we can see occurring today. Now, I'm going to read something to y'all. Pay attention. This is taken from the book of John, because I told y'all, nobody else is talking about some virginity birth except a select group of people who the Father's not dealing with, and they believe the Father's telling them to teach this lie that Joseph was not the father of Yahushua. Let's go there. Go to John chapter 6. Everybody, please turn to John chapter 6. I'm going to start at 27. I really hope y'all appreciate the truth like I do, because I do. I love it. I love it. Let's go to John chapter 6. I'm going to begin in verse 27. It tells us in the book of John, labor not for that meat which perishes. Some people try to save meat, try to stockpile, try to do all that, making flesh their arm instead of Yahushua's spiritual arm. He says, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man, Yahushua, shall give unto you. Through what? The Spirit, right? For him hath Yahuwah the Father sealed. Remember, the famine in the land, family, is not for bread and water. You ain't got to stockpile. You ain't got to learn how to grow something. You ain't got to, look, go back and read Psalms. Our Father going to take care of us. Understand what happened when we came out of Egypt, our ancestors. Understand, it's, look, Father with us. I will never leave you or forsake you. the famine that many people are getting right now, which is not of bread and water, but the word, the truth, and especially the spirit. So in John 6:27, it tells us, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man, Yahushua, shall give unto you, for him that Yahuwah the Father sealed. Okay, let's go get some more understanding. Let's read. 28. Then said they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of the Most High? Yahushua answered and said unto them, this is the work of Yahuwah, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Now, we read, right, in Matthew's chapter 1, verse 23, and linked it back up to Isaiah 7:14, the sign would be that virgin having a son, that Yahuwah is with them. You getting it? Verse 30, the people, they said therefore unto Yahushua, what sign showest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Verse 31, our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Yahushua said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of Yahuwah is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Talk about unto the Hebrews, the world. Then said they unto him, Yahushua, evermore give us this bread. And Yahushua said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Remember that famine? Some people thirsting big time, but they fat, just like the blind people, but they can see, but they're blind. Well, the famine, they got people starving right now, malnutrition going on, but their butts are so doggone big you would never see it, and you can't comprehend because it's spiritual. The famine is not food, not water you drink or some fluid, but it's the precious truth of the word. Let's go there, because they want to know. Look, I'm reading to you out of the word. This is the same thing happening today, family, 2014. I'm going to keep going on with it. So he says in verse 34, then said they unto him, Yahushua, evermore give us this bread. And Yahushua said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father Yahuwah giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven. He was sitting at the right hand of the Father. A body had to be prepared by his mother and his father, a vessel, so that spirit that was there in the beginning that was with the Father dwell in. Just like his brethren. He wasn't made like the angels' family. He was made like his brethren. So he says, for I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will. This is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. You see? We're talking about spiritual things here, family. I hope y'all getting it. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Hebrews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which come down from heaven. And they said, is not this Yahushua, the son of Joseph? Because they all knew the truth, but they trying to figure it out because they were of the flesh. They were just like the ones who want to tell you, Esau is our brother. Heck he no. Don't look with your eyes. Don't be like Samuel, try to choose David and you choose the wrong one. Many of y'all want to see it says the word brother, men, or woman. You see that nasty woman? Stop with the eyes. Get spiritual. Come out the flesh. Take off the old man, put on the new man. They said, here's what they said. They knew that he came from two parents, but here's what they said. Verse 42. Is not this Yahushua, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? Same thing with the virginity birth deception. People try to show them the word says he had parents. They want to know, well, you're taking away because they've learned the immaculate conception, baby. Oh, he got to be so divided. Oh, he nah, get that man out the picture. Oh, no, let's raise up Mary. Oh, the queen of heaven. They don't understand it. I'm talking about the Hebrew Israelites. It's the same doggone thing being said, baby. I hope y'all getting it. It was done before. Ain't nothing new underneath the sun. They wanted to know, how can he be sent from heaven? Is this not Joseph's son? Is this not the son of Joseph, whose father and mother, Joseph and Mary, we know them? How is it then that he says, I came down from heaven? They didn't know then, and they still don't know today. There's no virginity birth. 43. Yahushua therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets that they shall be all taught of Yahuwah. People got classes like they got to teach you something. No! Is it not written by the prophets that the children of Israel will be taught by the Heavenly Father through the set-apart spirit? Every man, that means all the people, therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Many people hear from the scribes and the Pharisees still, the serpent seed, the division, the lies. They don't want to hear the truth because I'm reading it. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of the Most High. Every man, all the people, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of Yahuwah cometh unto me. Not that any man, not that any person hath seen the Father, save he which is of Yahuwah, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat man in the wilderness and are dead. You know, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man, if any of the Hebrews eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world, of the Hebrew world. Don't get it twisted. 52. Now, the southern kingdom, the Jews, as they like to put, Yehuda, therefore strove among themselves. Just like today, Judah is struggling today. Come on, y'all know this is us. They strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? How can Joseph be the father of Yahushua? You know, come on. The daughter of Zion, that nasty woman, that's why she got a bald head, because read Isaiah 3, talk about that old nasty woman. Come on now. They striving among themselves to try to figure things out. They don't have that spirit. They don't have that spirit. We'll keep reading. Let me get there. I didn't lost my place. I'm here just enjoying myself talking about this truth. Oh, where did I read from? I'm going to pick up at 52. It says, Yehuda, therefore, or Judah, therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? They're thinking of the flesh. They're not thinking spiritually what he's talking about. Then Yahushua said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. See, the Father is in both his sons and daughters through Yahushua. Don't get it twisted. We're not talking about eating. We're not talking about no cannibalism or what they do in the church with the little biscuit and the wine. We ain't talking about that mess. This is a spiritual run, family. You better spiritual walk. You better get it right. 57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which come down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Yahushua knew in himself that the disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? You know, same thing when we talk about the vision, but some people out there telling people they blaspheme the set apart spirit if they believe the truth. Why does this offend you? Hey, 62. What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. That's why it didn't matter that Mary and Joseph would produce a vessel, because it was about the spirit. That's why he's still the Son of the Most High. Because the bodies are nothing but vessels, family. It's not going to profit you anything. But where did you come from? The spirit. Where did it come? Which spirit was it? Well, who was the one in the beginning? We weren't those spirits in the beginning. We were created after mankind in bodies, in vessels. But the Son was always with the Father. So, he tells us, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. You better get it right. But there are some of you that believe not. For Yahushua knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. If I tell this truth about the daughters of Zion, about the virginity birth, I'm going to have people leaving left and right. Go! Because if you're not willing to ask the Father to reveal, and you just want to stiffen your neck, harden your heart, well, go. Because our people are always, they not knew underneath the sun. But if you hearing some truth here, you see I'm reading it, you ask the Father to get that increase. If I'm telling you the truth about that man-woman issue, about the virgin birth, about anything, especially when I get to Revelation, y'all going to see. But if I'm not telling you the truth, you know, do like they've been doing before. He was talking to Yehuda. He said, I'm going to go there, from that time many of his disciples, see, he was gathering people, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Yahushua unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Yahuwah, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the word of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art Yahushua, the Son of the Living Father. Family, we got about 30 seconds left, and I got a little bit more to read to you guys. Not much, just a little bit more. Okay, so if you want to continue, the number is 646-595-4111. I don't have too much more to read, but I want to get it all in, so I'm going to continue. Not much. But, family, and I don't even know if I want to go here. I don't even know. I had more for you guys. You know what? I don't think I will go there. I'm not going to go there. Yeah, I don't want to go there. I'll leave it in my show notes. Let me see. Yeah, I don't want to go there. I'm good. Family, I pray that me giving you these scriptures and getting you to think, and I pray that when we read this, you really start thinking. You stay in the Father's word. If you don't understand the words that's coming out of my mouth because I'm just reading the Father's word, you ask the Father for that understanding, whether you be a teacher of Israel or whether you be a servant under a master, which is a teacher. You ask the Father to give the increase, okay? Hey, stay in the Father's word, put him first, and think spiritual, okay? Come out from among the confusion. Hey, shalom, everybody. Shalom, shalom.